Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Governor Jerry Brown has vetoed a bill that would have prohibited schools in the state from starting before 8:30 a.m. You know, Phil, on the surface, this looks like something that's a slam dunk, right? All teenagers need lots more rest. Why not start school later? But it really wasn't as simple as that.
No, it wasn't. And there were studies that backed up just what you said. Teenagers need more sleep. You know, the other flip side is maybe they should go to bed earlier. But reality is that they do need more sleeps. And so the idea was that, you know, started at 8:30 now to offset sleep deprivation and have them bright-eyed and bushy-tailed for classes. It was proposed by Anthony Portantino. He is a Democrat from the South area around Pasadena. And he introduced the measure, and he had supporters and the research. But it was wasn't easy going. A number of California school districts said, look, we can talk about what's best for students, but we're going to decide what's best for students in our district, as opposed to a statewide universal one time, one go. It was also opposed by the California Teachers Association, which had questions about that. And if you know anything about Sacramento, if the California Teachers Association isn't with you, then your odds just got really, really tough.
Anybody talking about taking this directly to the voters?
I haven't heard it right now. You know, Jeff, it got through the Senate. His cohorts, they went along with it. It was a real nip and tuck going through the Assembly. And I'm not sure it would have passed, except for that Portantino, in addition to being a backer of this bill, also chairs the Senate Appropriations Committee. And if you know anything about law and budgeting, everything eventually has to pass through the Assembly and the Senate Budget Committees. And being the chair of Appropriations gave him a lot of clout, and I think that's part of the reason why some of the people voted for it. It is the issue of local control versus state mandates. The state has a history, a long one, of saying whether it's for pensions or schools or food or just a number of different areas, housing, even the pipes you use in your housing, of mandating things, but not really backing it up, not giving you the money or the tools to do it. And there's you know, resentments and tug-of-war saying, hey, you guys guys and gals in Sacramento come up with these ideas, but the rest of us have to live with them, and we're not crazy about them. State Senator Steve Glazer, who represents a district in the East Bay, told me that he'd phoned every school in his district to get a pulse on this, and it was a 50-50 split. And he just said, you know, 50-50, I'm going to go I'm not crazy about that. If it's not universal, then we shouldn't do it. And I think a lot of people agreed with that.
Do we know why the Teachers Association didn't like it?
Well, again, it's local control. It changes teacher start times. Remember that. And that's something they like to work out with their independent districts as well. So remember, it's not just the students that are affected. It would be the janitors. It'd be the teachers. It'd be everybody, the bus drivers included. So that's that. And so this one, I don't know if it's going to go to the ballot, but for right now, they're going to have to get up there. And, you know, everybody gets to decide their own start times.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.